This sugya is really devoted to the Mishnah on Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. So the Mishnah teaches us, Eved Shenishba, if a Jew owns a non-Jew as a slave, and that slave was taken captive by non-Jews, Upda Uhu, if they then redeemed the slave, Im Lashum Eved, if they redeemed him, and they're saying, well, while they're redeeming him, we're redeeming you to continue as a slave, Yishtabed, he continues as a slave. Im Lashum Ben Chorin, if they brought him back to be free now, Lo Yishtabed, he should not be a slave. That's the view of the Chachamim. Reb Shimon Gamliel says, no. Venkach, regardless of what they were intending by buying him back, Yishtabed, he continues as a slave. So the Gemara asks, B'mayaskinan, what's the case? Ilei Malifnei Yiyush, if the original owner has not yet despaired, his slave was taken captive, but he still considers him his slave. So who cares why they brought him back? L'shum ben Chorin, even if they brought him back to be free, Amai lo Yishtabed, why shouldn't he continue as a slave? He was a slave. And now the slave was bought back, so he should continue as a slave. The original owner never gave up on him. It must be the original owner has given up. So then we understand why the Chacham would say if he was bought back to be a free person, he's a free person. Because since the owner gave up, there's no ownership of him anymore. Okay, so he was bought back to be free, he's free. L'shum Eved, but why if they brought him back to be a slave, Amai Yishtabed, why should he continue to be a slave to the original owner? The original owner has already given up on him, so why should he be a slave to him anymore? Amar Abaye, Abaye explained, L'olam Lifnei Yush, really we're dealing with where the owner has not yet given up. L'shum Eved Yishtabed, if he's been redeemed to be a slave, the owner hasn't given up. So of course, L'rabo Rishon, he should continue to be a slave to the original owner. L'shum ben Chorin, so what did the Chacham mean when they say when he's redeemed to be free, lo yishtabed, he doesn't continue to be a slave? Why not? He should continue to be a slave to the original owner who hasn't given up. The answer is like this, lo l'rabo rishon, if he's been redeemed to be free, he doesn't go back to be a slave to the original owner, the lo l'rabo sheni, nor to the second owner. The rabo sheni, no, he doesn't become a slave to the second owner, l'shum ben Chorin pirke, because he's paying to make him free. The Rabbo Rishon Namilo, even though he hasn't given up, he doesn't go back to being a slave of the first owner, because if that would be the case, that when people who are trying to redeem slaves end up with those slaves continuing to be slaves to the original owner, Dilma Mimni Velo Pirki, people might avoid redeeming slaves, because they figure, I wanted to do a mitzvah. To do the mitzvah, I have to free him. If I'm redeeming him and he's continuing, and I was trying to free him by redeeming him, and by redeeming him, he's going to continue to be the slave to the original owner, I'm not going to do it. And we want to encourage people to free slaves. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said in their Mishnah, Benkach uVenkach, regardless of the intent of the Redeemer, Yishtabed, he continues as a slave. Kasavar, so what does he hold? Kishem Shemitzvah Liftos as Ben Chorin, the same way there's a mitzvah, everyone knows there's a mitzvah to redeem someone who's free, Kach Mitzvah Liftos as Avadim, there's also a mitzvah to redeem someone who's going to continue as a slave. So we're not worried that if we say, listen, when you redeem him, he's going to continue as a slave, he's not going to redeem, because he knows it's a mitzvah to redeem him, even if he's a slave. Rava Amar, Rava explained the Mishnah differently. Olam Le'achar Yish. The Mishnah is talking about when the original owner already gave up on getting the slave back. So now let's understand the Chachamim. L'shum Eved, if he was redeemed to be a slave, Yishtabed, he becomes a slave. L'rabo Sheni, doesn't mean he becomes a slave to the original owner. He becomes a slave to the second guy, to the guy who's redeeming him, because the original owner already gave up. L'shum ben Chorin, but if he was redeemed to be free, lo yishtabed, he doesn't become a slave. Lo l'rabo rishon, lo l'rabo sheni. L'rabo sheni, lo l'shum ben Chorin, pirke. The second master is not going to enslave him because he redeemed him to make him free. L'rabo rishon namilo, to the first master also not. L'acha yishavi, because since it's after he had given up, so he doesn't go back to be his slave. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer Benkach uVenkach Yishtabed. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says he continues as a slave regardless of why he was redeemed. What do you mean? The original owner already gave up according to this opinion. The answer is it's Kedech Chizkia. Amar Chizkia taught us. Amru Benkach uVenkach Yishtabed. Chizkia said, why did Rabbi Shimon Gamliel say regardless you should continue as a slave? So we shouldn't have a situation where each person goes and tries to get out of being a slave by having himself kidnapped and then being redeemed. Mace, I'll challenge you. We learned in a braise. Someone in Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says to the Chachamim, "Kashem Shmitz Liftus has been chorin." The same way, there's a mitzvah to redeem people who are going to go free. Kach Mitzvah Liftus is avadim. There's a mitzvah to redeem those who are going to stay as slaves. That works well, according to Abai, who explained it. A whole discussion is when the original owner hasn't yet despaired. How did the Kamer Kashem? So now we understand what he's saying. He's saying to the Chachamim, you're distinguishing between what the redeemers are intending. There's no point. Regardless, he's going to have a mitzvah, so therefore he can always stay as a slave. El Ravu Damalacha Yush. But according to Ravu, explained that the whole discussion is after Yush. Hi Kishem, what do you mean the same way? Mishum Lechizkiu, the only reason why we're saying that if he redeemed him, Lashem Ben Chorin, he would stay as a slave, is to prevent slaves from running away and making themselves the kidnapped people of the non-Jews. So it's not the same way. Rav will answer you. Rav Shimon Gamliel wasn't sure what the case of the Chachamim was and what they were talking about. So he said to them like this: if you're talking about a case where the original owner hasn't yet despaired, so then there's no reason to say, oh, we have to allow the guy to go free, even though the original owner still wants to own him. Because the same way there's a mitzvah to redeem the free, there's a mitzvah to redeem the slaves. We can let him stay as a slave. And if you're saying that after the original owner despaired, if the redeemers redeemed for the sake of slavery, he would continue as a slave, but if they redeemed for the sake of freedom, he becomes free, because you're saying the Acha Yush, then I'll tell you, then I agree with Chizkiah, that we can't say that if they redeemed to make him free, he becomes free, because then people are going to run away from being slaves. Ula Rav, and now according to Rav Adam Alach HaYush, who explained that the whole Mishnah is talking about after the original owner gave up. Ula Rav Osheini, when we say that if he was redeemed to be a slave, he becomes a slave, that means to the second master. So Rav Osheini, Miman Kanile, this guy who's redeeming him, who's he acquiring him from? Mishabai, from the captors. He's paying the captors, and in that way, he becomes his slave. Shaboy Gufe Mikanile, the captors, did they own him? They didn't own him. He was owned by the original owner, and the original owner never despaired. The Gemara says, they did acquire him. They acquired him by owning his handiwork, because the original owner despaired. So since the original owner despaired, the slave became hefker, and then the non-Jewish captors acquire him. How do we know that a non-Jew can acquire another non-Jew to be able to own whatever he would produce? Shenamar, the pasuk says, and also from the residents who live with you, mehem tiknu, you can buy from them. Atem kone mehem. You can buy from them. Hello, Haim, Konami can, but the non-Jews can't buy a Jew from you. You can buy a non-Jew from them. Hello, Haim, Konami Zemizet. And the non-Jew cannot acquire from another non-Jew to own a non-Jew. For sure. So one second, Yachol lo yiknu zed zet. So maybe they can't acquire each other. So what do you mean, Yachol lo yiknu zed zet? Maybe they can't acquire each other. Hamar to lo him konim zemizet. You just said they can't acquire each other. Hachikam. This is what it means. Lo him konim zemizet. Non-Jew can't acquire another non-Jew from a non-Jew in terms of legufo, in terms of owning his body. But maybe a non-Jew can't acquire another non-Jew to have the right soul of his handiwork. But that, yeah, he can do. Amrit Kavachom, and that's a basic Kavachom. We know Elvit Kachav and Yisrael Konen. A non-Jew can acquire a Yisrael, an Eved Ivri can become an Eved Ivri to a non-Jew. Right? If a Jew steals and he doesn't have money to pay back his loan and he sells himself, the non-Jew can buy him. Ovid kochavim lo kol shkein. So certainly a guy can acquire another guy to have the rights to his handiwork. So that's what happened here. The original owner despaired. Because he despaired, the guy acquired his handiwork of this slave. And now the redeemers, when they're redeeming for the sake of him being a slave, they acquire him from the non-Jew to be their slave.
Rabbi, the acquired slave, is he Jewish?
No, we're talking about a non-Jew here.
But he was originally the slave with a Jewish right. Master, right? So
right.
Didn't we say it's a
It's
Jewish?
Like a partial Judaism. Yeah, that there was.
But does he lose it? What happens?
Nope, he hasn't lost it. We'll see. The Gemara will talk about that. So the Gemara now asks, "Ve'imahani mili bekaspas." One second, maybe the non-Jew should only be able to acquire the rights to the handiwork of another non-Jew if he pays him money. The same way, the only way he can acquire a Jew is if he pays him money. But here, you don't have any money, right? The captors didn't pay money. What happened was that the original owner despaired, and the captors have a chazakah. They have rights. They're using this non-Jewish slave. They're asserting ownership. So Rav Papa said, no, a non-Jew can acquire land with chazakah. The same we find that the Jewish people acquired Amun and Moav. They got territories that used to belong to Amun and Moav, Tiaru b'Sichon, once they conquered Sichon. Sichon had conquered parts of Amun and Moav, and even though the Jews had a mitzvah not to fight with Amun and Moav, we could fight with Sichon and take the land that used to belong to Amun and Moav. Why? Because then that was Sichon land. What made it Sichon land? The fact that Sichon had a chazak over it. He had conquered it in war. He hadn't paid for it. So you see that a non-Jew through a chazakah can acquire a non-Jew, can acquire land, and avadim are like land. So Gemara says, okay, ashkechon oved kochavim, oved kochavim. So you see from here that a guy can acquire another non-Jew with a chazakah. Oved kochavim Yisrael minayin. How do we know that a non-Jew would be able to acquire a Yisrael, namely, as Kim is pointing out, Eved Kanani is a partial Jew, just by means of chazakah? And says the Gemara, Dechsiv, we have the Pasuk, where the Pasuk says that the Kanaanim heard that Aaron HaKohen had died, and Vayilachim b'Yisrael, he fought against the Jews, Vayish b'menu shevi, and he took from him a captive. So it sounds like the non-Jews took a single Jew as a captive, and they acquired him. Amrib Shaman Bar Abba, Amrib Yochan. Shaman Bar Abba now taught in the name of Rib Yochan. Eved Shabarach Mibes HaSrib, if a non-Jewish slave of a Jew was taken captive by Goyim, put into jail, and he ran away from the jail, Yatzalacheros, now he's free. Not only that, Elashakofen is rabbit. Once he's free, we would force his master, Vakosev Lo Get Shikh, where he has to write the document of freedom in order to enable him to marry a Jewish woman. So one second, now we looked at our Mishnah, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, regardless of what the redeemers are trying to do, Benkach, either way, Yishtaved, the slave goes back to being the slave of the original owner. Whenever we have Rav Shimon Gamliel in our Mishnayos, Halacha Kemos, Halachas like him Chutz, except for three cases, Arev, the case of the guarantor, Baba Basra, Tzaidon, which is here in Maseches Kitin, and Raya Achrona, and the last case of a proof, which is in Masechet Sanhedrin. So therefore, Halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel. That means that the captors, even though they pay for him, he continues as a slave. Now, one second. According to Abaye, that Mukim Lola Hailif Neyeshu explained that our Mishnah is talking about a case where the original owner hasn't despaired, and that's why he goes back to the original owner. Vahai. And what Rabbi Yochanan said, that when a slave runs away from the jail, he now goes free. So maybe that's the Achar Yush. Rabbi Yochanan is talking about when the original owner has despaired. Our Mishnah is talking about where the original owner is not despaired. El Rav Adamer, but Rav who explained that our Mishnah was Li'acha Yush, that our Mishnah is talking about where the original owner has despaired. So now one second, how could Rabbi Yochanan say halacha is that if the slave runs away, he goes free? It should be like our Mishnah, where he continues as a slave, according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, because Rabbi Yochanan always says, halacha is like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, kashat Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan. Amlocha Rav, so Rav will explain to you, time am I, what did we explain in our Mishnah? The original owner has already despaired. Okay, so then why does he continue as a slave to the original owner? Mishum to Chizkiah, because of the Gzeir of Chizkiah. We don't want people running to the non-Jews. Okay, Boreach Shani, but here where you have a slave who had already been taken captive, and he's running away from the jail. So when the Goyim have a guy who escapes from jail, they're going to kill him. So I should look Talamasar Nafshe. He risked his life by running away almost to die. So now Puli Api Nafshe Lagaisos, we're worried he's going to go again and throw himself into the hands of the non-Jews. A guy like this is not going to throw himself to the hands of the non-Jews, and therefore we don't have the Gzeir of Chizkiah, and therefore he can go free. Another story. The maid of Shmuel, who was a non-Jew, his non-Jewish female slave, was taken captive. People came and they redeemed her in order to continue as a slave. They sent her back to Shmuel. Okay. Shalchule, and they sent to Shmuel. And Reb Shimon Gamliel Sfirlan, we hold like Reb Shimon Gamliel, that whatever the redeemers are thinking, the person continues as a slave. So we are sending her back to you. At and you, even if you would think that the Rabbanon are right, that if the redeemer is intended by the redeeming to free the person becomes free, we want you to know, we redeemed her in order to continue as a slave, and therefore, Shmuel, you can continue with her as a slave. So the Gemara explains. The inhu. The inhu savur. Now they thought, lifnei yoshava, that Shmuel had not given up, and therefore, since they had redeemed her to continue as a slave, she should continue as a slave. But that was not really the case. L'acha yoshava, Shmuel, the owner had already given up. So therefore, Shmuel had already given up. He said, listen, I'm not going to now make her a slave again. I'd already given up on her. Not only that, he didn't even require her to get a shtar shichur. He said she was already completely free. Why? Shmuel, this is Shmuel, she tells it. Amar Shmuel, because Shmuel holds, I'm after Avdo. If a person makes a slave hefker, yatzel lecheirus, at that point the slave is free. Ve'ino tzarech get shichur, you don't even need a shtar shichur to make him permitted to marry a Jewish girl. Shnemar, as the pasuk says, v'chol eved ish miknas kasef, and every slave of a man who has been acquired by money, umalto, so you should circumcise him, az yochal bo, and then he can eat from the Karban Pesach. So that tells you, Eved Ish, a slave of a man, below Eved Isha, but one second, a slave of a woman, not? That doesn't make any sense. Of course, regardless of who the slave belongs to, he needs Bris Milati Karban Pesach. Elo, what it's saying like this, Eved Sheyesh Lo Ishus Rabu Alav Karui Eved. He's only a slave when there is an Ish, when there's a master over him. Sheyin Lo Ishus Rabu Alav, if there's no master over him because he's been made Hefker, Eino Kari Eved, he's no longer an Eved, and he's already free, and he doesn't need Bris Milah. So therefore, once Shmuel had given up, Shmuel felt that she was already completely free, and therefore, even though they had bought her, and they were thinking that she would continue as a slave, Shmuel already paskin, she's no longer a slave, she's a Jewish woman.
And an Eved Ivri...
Eved Kanani here.
Oh, but an Eved Ivri to marry a Jewish girl?
Eved Ivri, sure. She's a Jewish girl.
No, a man slave.
Yeah.
He can marry a Jewish girl, but he's only
He's working for 6 years. Eved Ivri is a Jew. Eved Kanani cannot marry. That's why once they're free, they became able to marry a Jewish girl. Another story. Am said Rabbi Abba Bar Zutra, the maid of Rabbi Abba Bar Zutra, Ishtaboy, was taken captive. Parka hu Tarmod does. So this non-Jew from Tarmod redeemed her, Lashum Itza, thinking that he would marry her. Shalchu Leiladi Day, so the judge is sent to Rabbi Abba, Iyayis Avdit, if you want to do the right thing, Shadullah Gita the Chirusa, send to this slave, Ishtar Shikhru. So what was the case? Idumatzi Pirkula. If Bezdin could have gotten her out of this non-Jew, this Tarmodai's hands by paying for her, Lam Lagita the Chirusa, why do they want Rabbi Abba to free her? They could just buy her back and give her back to Rabbi Abba. Idulomatzi Pirkula, if they couldn't get her out, Kishadu Lagita the Chirusa my Havi. So who cares that Rabbi Abba is going to free her? At the end of the day, this Tarmodai, this non-Jew, is controlling her and he's going to marry her. We're talking about a case where they could redeem her with money. But Bezdin didn't have enough money. So therefore, Kevin the Meshadule, once Rabbi Abba was going to send to her, Gita de Cherusa, Shtar Shichrur, others are going to hear that she's a complete Jew. And Chaburi Michbar Adad Yuparkila, the Jews are going to get together and they're going to redeem her, because the Jews in the town don't realize that there's a mitzvah of Pidyon Shvuyim to redeem a slave as well. V'ibayaseimah, alternatively, I'll tell you another reason why there's an advantage to sending the Shtar Shichrur. Lo'olam de'lo matzi parkila. Really, we're talking about a case where this non-Jew is not going to be willing to let her out by them paying her. V'kivan de'meshadu le'agita de'chirusa. But once Rabbi Abba would send the Shtar Shichrur, o'mitzel ba'ape. So now she'd be a full-fledged Jew. So now, if she's a full-fledged Jew, he doesn't want to stay with her. Then u'mafrikla. Then he's going to be willing to let them buy her back. So the Gemara says, what do you mean that once she's a full-fledged Jew, he's not going to want to stay with her? But we know that we've said, the non-Jews love to be around Jews, and they would even want to sleep with an animal that belongs to a Jew, even more than taking advantage of a woman that belongs to a Jew. So once they want anything to do with a Jew, so once he frees her, all the more reason they're going to want to hold on to her. So the Gemara says, "Hani milu bitzina." That's when they're not informing things. When people aren't informed of it. Avu b'farhes, but once it's known that she's a Jewess, zilubu milsa, then already it's, embarrassing for them to hold on to a Jew, and then he'll be willing to agree to allow her to be freed. Another story. Hahi amsa, there was a maid. Tavu pumpadisa was in pumpadisa. That people used to do znus with her. Amar Abaya, Abaya said, he loved the Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, called Meshachar, Avdo, over Brasei. If not for Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel that anyone who frees his slave is violating the mitzvah saseh of Lo'olam Behem Tavodu, you should enslave them forever. Have a kaifina leila mare, I would force the master of a ksivle get to Chirus and make him free her, and then someone would marry her, and then we wouldn't have a situation of znus. Ravina said, Kiha, in such a case where you have a problem that now that she's a slave, people are sleeping with her, Mother of Yehuda, would agree that he could free her, Misha Milsa the Yisur, to prevent the Yisur. Abayu didn't want to force the master to free her, Misha Yisur lo. Doesn't he hold that to prevent an Yisur, you should force the master to free her? I, Amr Rav Chanina bar Rav Ketina, Amr Rav Yitzchak. Didn't we know that there was a famous story that Rav Chanina bar Rav Ketina said in the name of Yitzchak? There was a story with a woman who was a half slave and half freed. She had been owned by two masters, and one freed her, the other one didn't. The kofu is Rabbi Vaso ben Chorin, and it forced the master to make her free. From Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Rav Nachman Yitzchak explained, because mina gefkra eat na guba, because people were sleeping around with her. So Gemara says, no. Hachi hashta. What's the comparison? Hasam, when she's half and half. Lola Evid Chazia, she can't sleep with a slave because of the part half of her that's Jewish. Lola Ben Chorin Chazia, she can't sleep with a Jew because of the half of her that's a slave. So then we have to have Rachmanis and we free her. But Acha Efshudim Yachad Al Avda. But here we have a solution to stop the Avera. Let her be married to another slave. Omintala, and he can watch her that no one sleep around with her, and therefore he said not to free her. Kufa we learned. Amar Avinu Amar Shmuel, Kol Meshachar, Avdu Over Basay. Anyone who frees his slave is violating the cessation. Amar Lola Mem Tavodu. You should work them always. Meisri Al Chanji, we learned. Meisri Bribelezer, the story of Bribelezer, Shtitzel Spesaknesi, walked into a shul full of Matzah, started and find 10 people there. He needed a 10th man for a minion. Vashikir Avdo, and he freed a slave, Yishnimul Asar, to get to the minion. And so the Gemara Mitzvah Shiny, there you have to do the mitzvah of creating a minion, so therefore he did it. So this pasuk, lo lamem tavodu, you should work for them forever. Rishus, it's not a mitzvah. It just means that it's an option to work for them forever. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva Omer Chover, no, it's a mitzvah, and you have to work for them forever. You can't feed them. V'dumer Rabbi Lezer, several command amar Rishus. Why did we say that Rabbi Lezer freed the slave because it was such a big mitzvah? Maybe he did it because he doesn't think there's an aver to free a slave. You can't think that the tiny bad, because in a bride said explicitly, Rabbi Lezer Omer Chover, Rabbi Lezer says that there's an obligation to work them forever. Amar Rabba, Rabba said, "Bani klas meaning these three things, nafti bali batim nichsayhe, the people lose their money because of these three averos. One, the mafki avdai lechayrus, they free their slaves. Two, the sayri nichsayhe b'shabsa, they walk around their property on Shabbos to see how their business is doing. So they're violating v'daber davar. And three, the kabaisu, the sayri b'shabsa, midamei mejusha, they have such long meals on Shabbos that they don't go to the shul to hear the shir of the rabbi, or to go to the Beis Medrash to learn. There are two families in Yerushalayim. Achas kavus shudasa b'Shabbos. One used to have these long meals on Shabbos day. Achas kavus shudasa b'Arab Shabbos. The other one used to have these long meals on Arab Shabbos, and because of it, they couldn't get to shul and they didn't learn when they should have been learning. Ushtayim nekru, they both were uprooted from their. You know, there's nothing left from them. They lost and they went down from their power. Okay, we'll stop here. Thank you.
Right, we're talking about specifically in Eben Kanani, just that's one of the nations that we're supposed to
No, all non-Jews.
All not, so you're really not all Jews.
Once you have a non-Jewish slave, you can't free him.
You're really not supposed to free them, it sounds like.
Right.
We have so many cases in the Gemara where we talk about freedom.
Only for a mitzvah.
Only for a mitzvah.